Hey there. I was looking for you. What's wrong? Why are you alone on the balcony? Did something bother you? No? Then what is it? Oh, just needed to get away for a bit? No, I get it. Don't worry. Honestly, I needed to do the same. Yeah, all the noise from the people and the music can get overwhelming. I noticed you went up and didn't come back, so I got a little worried. What do you mean? I just noticed you because I happened to look over here, and that's all. Oh, you got a call. Gotcha. So, is my party boring? You can be honest. I mean, I kind of expected it to be. You'd think that my family having all these resources would mean that we'd host a lot of parties, but we don't. My parents are usually gone for work, so the house ends up being more of a place for them to sleep than to live in. Yeah, it gets lonely. Which is kind of why I wanted to host one for the first time. You think I'm doing a good job? Thanks. The stars are so beautiful right now. I always watch them from my window, so I've never actually seen them from the balcony. It looks like you found a better spot to stargaze in my own house. Sorry if this is a little heavy, but looking at the stars makes me wonder if I actually know myself. People always treat me like I've never done anything wrong. Like, I'm always the best at everything I do. Always praising me for the tiniest things. It all feels artificial. Even now, at this party. Come on, admit it. I don't know what good music to play, and I barely have any food. People are just at the pool and TV. A lot of them must be thinking it sucks, but they'd never tell me. They treat me like some sort of star. This bright, amazing, out-of-this-world thing. But look at them. The stars. They're so distant. So lonely. They might look close to each other, but they're actually thousands of miles apart. It's almost tragic, really. I hope I don't end up like that. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to ramble. You don't mind? Thanks. You're really nice. I know we haven't talked much, but still. I can tell you're a great guy. Remember that one time when there was such a big thunderstorm that classes were canceled? But we still showed up anyway, and we were the only ones there? Yeah, that was hilarious. And I got to know you a little better. Oh, don't worry about it. I don't really care about going back to the party. I'm not missing that much. I mean, it was mostly just guys trying to flirt with me. Probably just a bunch of gold diggers. I mean, it's not like I'm that smart or funny. Good grades don't mean that I'm smart. Huh. So, you're saying they're flirting with me because they like how I look? You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd think that you were flirting with me too. But of course, it was just a compliment, right? Hey, it's getting kind of cold. Did you want to keep looking at the stars? Well, here, follow me. And here's my room. Thanks. I try to keep it neat, yeah. So here's the window I was talking about. You can usually see the stars from here. It's not nearly as clear as from the balcony, though. Here, lie on my bed. I don't mind. I'll just sit on the edge here. I want to show you something. Ready? I'll turn off the lights and... See? Glowy star stickers. You know, I kind of expected you to laugh at me. I mean, it is kind of childish. You like it? Well, I did say that we could keep looking at the stars. It's pretty calming, right? I know I said the stars are a bit sad, but I still like to see them. Oh, it's fine. I'm good sitting here. Oh, are you sure? I know it's my bed, but I want you to feel comfortable. Alright then, if you don't mind. They're not the real ones, but since I have them here, it's enough for me to think of these stars as something close to me. The ones out there don't make me feel like this. Kind of like how I interact with most people. A lot of them aren't actually interested in talking to me. Not the real me, at least. I think they're too caught up in some image they have of me to actually care. Like, I'll be talking to someone, and I can visibly see them getting disappointed or bored. Like I didn't live up to their expectations. It's pretty lonely. You're right. I have you here with me now. You know, I was thinking. You're pretty shy and humble. You stay out of the spotlight. You like to help people and support them. You're like the moon. Yeah, you shine even when everyone's asleep and there's nobody to see it. You don't call too much attention to yourself. You don't blind people from your constant presence. I guess that makes me the sun, huh? When people look at me, they get so caught up with this false assumption of perfection because of my family. Hey, don't feel bad for me. Actually, I was waiting for the right moment to tell you something. I know it's your birthday. And the call you had was because of that, right? How did I know? I just did some research. Hey, it wasn't stalking. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, I knew that you were way too humble to ever tell anyone, so I went ahead and looked for it myself. That's why I was so worried about you. I wanted you to have fun. So, I hope lying in my bed and looking at glowy star stickers is enough fun for you. It is? Well, I'm glad. Sorry if this is a little weird, but do you mind if I stroke your hair for a little bit? I don't know. I want to do something for you. I can? Good. Could you turn and face me? You really are like the moon, looking at me from the dark. I've seen you. You try to be discreet, but yeah. No, it's okay. If it's you, then I don't mind. I actually kind of like it. I know that you have a crush on me. No, please don't move. The truth is, when I realized it, I was actually really happy. It wasn't like when other guys are into me. You took your time. You made small talk. You listened to me without agreeing with every single thing I said. You were yourself. And with you, I felt like I was being myself. And actually, I have a crush on you too. I've been feeling this way about you for a while now, but I didn't know what to do, so celebrating your birthday was the only excuse I had to have you near me. Sorry, am I getting too close? Are you uncomfortable? Oh, then why are you pulling away? You don't feel like you deserve me? What do you mean? Please don't do this. don't do what everyone ends up doing. I'm not a star. I'm not out of anybody's league. I'm here with you, and I want to be with you. Don't say that. You're amazing, trust me. You just don't realize it because of all these unrealistic standards that people have. Listen to me. You're smart and caring and passionate. You look out for people and make sure they're doing okay. You always find a way to make a situation better. And you have such an amazing smile and personality. Remember that, okay? I'd rather be here with you than with any of the guys out there. I like you. I like you a lot. You're always on my mind. So, please don't think you don't deserve to be here with me. That was... Come here. This is definitely way better than the party. But who cares about them? I'm here with you. And I've never felt like I belonged anywhere so much as I do right now. I'm so glad I got the courage to talk to you at the balcony earlier. I mean, you say I'm out of your league, but really, I was the one who was nervous about approaching you. So, don't ever think things are out of your reach. I honestly felt the same way about you. But I'm glad I was able to reach out for my moon.